I speak to you tonight in the name of the born and risen and loving Christ that we all adore and have come here to praise today. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. We all love a good story. Someone once told me that I don't really answer questions with answers, as you might want someone to answer a question with just like a direct answer. Rather, I typically answer questions with stories that hopefully somehow get around to the answer to the question, and often, because it's me, it's a long roundabout way of doing it. Now, I am a Southern Appalachian man, proud of it, and stories are the way that we often communicate for people like me. Stories aren't just for fumbling bumpkins like me, though. I think we all love stories. Wherever you're from, however you've arrived here, wherever you were born, wherever you live, we all love stories. Regardless of that, I think we're here today, tonight, to hear the best story that's ever been written, that's ever happened. Almost every family, and I see a lot of families, I see people gathered here with their families, I see faces of people that I know and faces that I don't know yet. But I know that wherever you're from, wherever your family is, you know, however your family is like, there is like an Uncle Mark. I have an Uncle Mark in my family. And people in families have people like Uncle Marks that tell stories. So I'm sure if you don't know who your Uncle Mark is in your family, you're probably the Uncle Mark. Okay, so you're the one that tells the stories. These are those people who are called upon when family and friends gather to tell. Gather to tell stories. And probably, especially in my case, my Uncle Mark, retell those stories multiple times. To those dear family members, those tales, possibly for the millionth time. But that's okay. We're meant to gather. This is actually, I'm going to go sort of do an aside here. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, gather. Father is spelt the same way as gather, but it's just the F in front of the G. We gather and we listen to stories. It's been one of the great pleasures of my life from childhood until now to listen to, and now in my older age, to tell some of these stories. Now, I was born in December, December 4th, so if you, anybody, Doug, if you want to give me a Maserati next year on December 4th, I humbly would take it. But I was born in December, and so thus, around this time every year, I get to hear about the story of my birth. And that typically leads into stories of other people's births. And if you know me and my family, it will probably come to you as no surprise that my birth and the birth of my children, who are here, were ridiculous. And they were wild occurrences. But frankly and honestly, the birth of any child is inherently a ridiculous and wild occurrence. And I think we all love to hear about it. We want to know what the day had been like. Was it warm outside like it is today? Was it cold outside? Was it raining? Was it snowing? What was it like? We want to know about the trip to the hospital, or in the case of our daughter, almost to the hospital. We want to know who was there. What did the baby look like? What did we look like when we were born? How did the people that were around us act and behave in that time? How did they be? How were they present in that particular situation? What did the people say and feel when we were brought into the world? I see some of you whispering to one another. I see you, Mom. Yeah. Chrissy, who I beat in fantasy football last week. Those are the stories that we learn and that we want to know, and that we want to, and why we want to know them is because it makes us feel complete, feel connected to our community and to our people. And nowhere is there more truth to that than here, than in the church. We gather in church here or wherever you go to church, and I hope you do. And if you don't go to a church, please come here. We love you. We want you to come here. Nowhere is this more true than the church. We gather here week after week as the community of faith, as the body of Christ in this time and in this place. One of the principal things that we do when we gather is to tell stories. And it has been this way since the earliest days of our faith in Jesus Christ. Justin of Rome, one of the martyrs of the early church, wrote this about the church. He said, On the first day, which is called Sunday, all who live in the cities or in the countryside gather together in one place. And the memoirs of the apostles or the writings of the prophets are read as long as there is time. This is that they gathered and told stories that told them who they are, who they were, and who they will be. And at no time of the year are stories more important to us than at this time, Christmas. As we gather together to celebrate the birth of our Lord, to celebrate the mystery of the Word made flesh, we gather tonight, friends, to tell a story. We sit in the dark night in a church lit with candles, and in our case, in Holy Cross, a stunning array of decorations. Thank you to everyone who has participated in making Holy Cross look so beautiful. Thank you. It's amazing. And we hear once again the words, "In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should be registered. This was the first registration and was taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria." Once again, today, tonight, we hear about Joseph from the house and the family of David. And we hear about Mary, to whom he was engaged and was expecting a child. We hear about their trip from their home to the city of David. We hear about Jesus' birth in a manger, in something like a barn that we would see everywhere we go when we drive around this beautiful area. We hear about Jesus' birth in the manger. Full disclosure, Nora, are you looking? Are you around? Our daughter, Nora, was born in a Toyota Camry on the way to the hospital. So I think I have somewhat of a sense of how wild Christ's birth must have been. For Christ, for Joseph, and for Mary. We hear about how Mary wrapped her son in bands of simple cloth. We hear of the shepherds keeping watch over their flock by night, and an angel of the Lord came to them and told them not to be afraid and to go and witness the most awesome gift that God has ever given to the world. We hear about the choir of angels singing and giving praise to the Lord. We hear of the shepherds' journey back to their fields as they praise God in their turn. We hear also of Mary sitting quietly, reflecting on all that has happened. As we listen to the greatest story that has ever been told, we are reminded again of who we are also. We recall once again the great mystery that has been passed on to us. And it is our duty and our job, our bounden duty, to tell that story continually, constantly, in our words, in our lives, in the way that we conduct ourselves around people all the time. The incredible truth that for us, God took on human flesh. That is the incredible truth that we are meant to tell. That story is what we are meant to tell in our words, in our lives, in our actions, in everything that we do, all the time. That is the story that we are meant to carry on and tell. The incredible truth that God, the creator and preserver of all that is, became like us, for us, a tiny, helpless child. And of course, that is not the end of that story. Even on this night, When our thoughts are focused on the baby Jesus in the manger, we cannot stop here. We cannot leave Jesus as a baby in the stable. All this to say, this is my Robert impression, all this to say, for this baby is the same Jesus who would lay down and does and had and does continue lay down his life for us, who dies on a cross to redeem us and all of creation. So friends, as we gather tonight to tell once again the story of the birth of the Christ child, we also will celebrate the Eucharist. We recall that this same Jesus proclaimed the good news of salvation to the poor, to the broken, and to the lonely. We recall that this same Jesus gave himself up to death for our sake. We recall how this same Jesus, on that last night, took bread and said, "This is my body." We recall how this same Jesus rose from the grave, destroying the grip of death once and for all, and makes all creation new. The baby Jesus, whose birth we celebrate tonight, whose shepherds and wise folks worshiped in a manger in a barn, this Jesus is the same Lord who will return in power and glory at the end of the age. He is the same Lord who gives himself to us in the bread and the wine, so that we are fed and fortified to tell the story of his love to the entire world. So come, let us adore him. Amen.